This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Amerks host Utica tonight at 7 on the proud home of Rochester Americans Hockey. AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
All right, it is his inaugural visit into the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. We are very excited to welcome in Jordan Reed. Cover1.net, fresh off of his first visit to Mobile, Alabama for the Senior Bowl. Jordan, how are you?
Good, Mike. Thanks for having me on. I'm excited.
Jordan, before we start and peppering you with questions, you're like our eyes and ears down in Mobile this week. Tell everyone, what is Cover1 and what is it that you guys do on your website and your coverage?
Well, Cover1.net is a great website. I started it about 2 months ago. Eric Turner does a great job with the website. It originally started off as a Bills website, which I'm sure you guys are really familiar with.
Yeah.
X's and O's breakdown, player behind the scenes access and things of that sort. But now it's kind of shifted to an NFL draft-centric website. He's created an extra column for that now on the website, and that's where I came in. And I've been on about 2 months, like I alluded to earlier, and it's just been great.
So your first trip to Mobile for the Senior Bowl. I mean, what did you take in? I know you wrote about this on the website, Jordan, but I'm curious as to how your initial trip to Mobile went.
So first off, I was initially debating on whether or not I should come, and I'm so glad I did, guys. I like to compare it to a country club-like atmosphere because it's so laid back, and I look over one shoulder, I see Jerry Jones over here, and then on my other shoulder, I see Brandon Bean just lounging around in the lobby. So it's just really cool to see all the big names down here. And it's just like a big convention where all these guys just come together like a huge family reunion, but they're here on a business trip, just seeing some of the best seniors and the top prospects around the country.
Jordan Reed, our guest, he writes for Cover One down in Mobile, Alabama this week, covering the Senior Bowl practices. Well, let's start with the position everybody would be interested in, the quarterback. Certainly not the talent that we had last year at the quarterback position, but Jordan, I'll ask the question kind of open-ended to you here. When you're watching the practices this week, who from the quarterback position has stood out to you?
Well, I would start off with Drew Lock. I thought he had a decent week for the most part, and he was probably the biggest notable name coming into the week. Yes, Daniel Jones was another notable name as well, but what I really wanted to see from the group is similar to how Baker Mayfield was last year. Who was that guy that could step into that leadership role and get the guys in the group just to gravitate towards them while also having a really good week down here, showing great mechanics and being accurate with their ball placement and just seeing how the other guys interact with him and how the coaches coached him up throughout the week. Because, believe it or not, guys, this is a lot of prospect first-time exposure to this NFL-like environment, whether that's with coaches, executives, and team representatives as well. So just seeing how all of those guys interact with that, I thought Drew Lock did. He had a pretty decent performance for the most part. It was better on the second and third day. He got off to a little bit of a rough start, but that's kind of understandable because he's throwing to a lot of guys who he's never threw to in his entire career. And now you're learning new surroundings, and you're a bit uptight that first day, but I thought he cut it loose the last 2 days. Daniel Jones, he was a bit underwhelming, being that he was another top-ranked guy in this class or coming into the game. I thought he was a little bit of a disappointment for the most part. I thought Gardner Minshew, he was another guy that really stuck out, and I just love his story. Will Greer, he was another guy that was a bit of a disappointment. I thought he would have a little bit of a better showing considering the type of year that he came off this year.
Jordan, let's go back to Drew Lock really quick because I've heard people make comparisons to Josh Allen. And you know, I don't know if Josh Allen went into the draft process last year. I remember a lot of people thinking he would be the top quarterback coming off the board. And you know, a lot happens between Senior Bowl and draft night. How high could Drew Lock go? Is he a potential first round quarterback, a selection by a desperate team in need? Or do you see him as more of a second, third round kind of guy?
I think coming into the week that it was debatable on if he was a first-round pick. But I think after this week, once teams got to sit down with him and interview him just to peel some layers back on exactly who Drew Lock is, I think he's positioned himself to definitely be a top-10 pick. Now, whether that's the Broncos at 10 or anybody else before them, the Jaguars or anybody of that sort, so even the Giants all the way up at 6, we don't know exactly how those teams are going to feel about Drew Lock until draft day, but I'm just going to go ahead and throw it out there. All those teams had their eyes glued to him throughout this week, specifically John Elway. He was the guy that was really honing in on Drew Lock, and he doesn't want to show his hand. That's what everybody does down here. They're very secretive about what they want to do down here. But there was a lot of eyes on Drew Lock this week, and I thought he passed the test.
One player we're going to be watching, by the way, our guest Jordan Reed from Cover One, Senior Bowl, the actual game itself tomorrow. And boy, we're going to be pulling for Tyree Jackson up here, Jordan, the UB, former UB quarterback. How has Jackson fared this week?
You know, guys, it was so fun to see how much better he got throughout the week. And that's the thing about Tyree Jackson. He's labeled as being this massive project. And you saw that coming into the week. He has a cannon of an arm. His arm strength just really stands out, and that's something, and that's a trait that he had that was more dominant than his surroundings and his counterparts. The ball just flies, and it jumps so violently out of his hand. Now, he does need to work on his ball placement and his accuracy a bit, which is what everybody knew coming into the week, but I actually got a chance to stand beside him at practice, and he is every bit of 6'7", 250 pounds that he measured in. So a lot of people will really be surprised at just how big that he is, because from the TV copy of games, you can't really tell that how tall he really is. But just being able to be beside him and interact with him throughout practice, I'm a big fan of Tyree Jackson. And I think he'll probably end up going in the third or fourth round, somewhere in that range, late day two or early day three. As long as he can go somewhere where he can sit maybe a year or two, I think he's going to end up being a good player.
Jordan Reed, NFL Draft staff writer for Cover One, also the Climb the Pocket podcast, our guest here in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester. Jordan, Brandon Bean, not being shy about the possibility that the Bills could trade back and trade out of that number 9 pick. I'm wondering what your thoughts are. How real of a possibility do you think that is? Which team do you think might be desperate enough to make that kind of move with the Buffalo Bills? And if they do end up staying at number 9, is it a foregone conclusion that they'll be a very good defensive player there at 9 for the Bills to select?
Yeah, and the great thing for the Bills is that they're not locked into one part of the ball, one side of the ball. They can take the best defensive player or the best offensive player because they have needs on both sides of the ball. You could say they have a need at defensive tackle, but that kind of would be an asset at this point. Offensive line and tight end and wide receiver are where they probably need the most help at, but there doesn't seem to be that overly dominant prospect at that 9th spot to where they can upgrade. So it wouldn't surprise me if they do trade back to a QB needy team, let's say like the Dolphins at 13 or even the Redskins at 15, to where they can collect a couple more day 2 or day 3 picks. That's something that they definitely could do.
Jordan, as viewers of the Senior Bowl, and when we're just getting acquainted with these prospects that maybe we did not get to see, it's hard to evaluate the line play if you're just watching it. That's why like website like yours do a great job of that. But one thing we can evaluate, wide receivers, okay? So tell us what you've seen down there, and particularly one player you wrote about in Deebo Samuel.
Oh, he's been outstanding this week. He's clearly been the best player, offensive player in Mobile this week. Him and Montez Sweat have been the two best players in Mobile this week by a mile. And the great thing about Deebo is that he finally got to prove that he was healthy, because durability has been a huge question mark throughout his career. But when he was on the field, he was very electric, and he showed that he was healthy down here in Mobile. He's just flashing great footwork, very strong hands, very sharp routes, and nobody down here at this entire event could cover him during any 3 practice sessions.
Jordan, I like teams that build from the inside out. The Bills obviously have a lot of needs on the offensive line. Have you seen any offensive linemen that have piqued your interest, especially specifically for the Buffalo Bills? Anybody at the center position, any guards, tackles, anything that you've seen out of the offensive linemen that would make sense for Buffalo with the 9th overall pick or later on in that first round?
A guy who I think they're really going to love, and his name is Garrett Bradbury, the center from NC State. And he's a shorter guy. He's only about 6'2". I think he measured at around 304 to 305 pounds down here at the Senior Bowl. But you talk about a guy that's just the heart and soul of an interior offensive line. I think that's what you're getting with him. And he had a rough first day. He had some struggle with anchoring because he is a smaller guy. But as the week progressed, he really started to settle down and hone into his own, and he had a really strong second and third day of practice. And I think with that second round pick that the Bills do have, I think he would be a fantastic fit for them.
We're talking to Jordan Reed, NFL draft writer for Cover One. Some good things in your timeline here, too. Tell everybody about the story of going back to Drew Locke there. You talked about how you can rub elbows there. It's almost like on the sideline. Apparently, John Gruden was getting on Locke today, correct, Jordan?
Yeah, he was. And it was really funny to see that because those are some of the things that you can't really see from the TV copy. And I'm so glad I came down here. Just to experience things of that nature. And what happened was Drew Locke was kind of being very secretive about the play call. And what Gruden told him was that, I don't care if anybody else hears it out here. I don't care if they hear it in the parking lot. Go ahead and say it. I want everybody to hear it. You have to be an alpha type of personality because you have to be a leader of men. I want you to lead these guys. Go ahead and play the play call loud and clear. And that's what he was trying to tell Drew Locke.
You know, Gruden's a guy that really sees himself as a quarterback whisperer. I mean, you get the sense that Gruden is, looking for his quarterback of the future in Oakland, when he has an opportunity like this at the Senior Bowl. I mean, Derek Carr has been pretty vocal this week and made it known that, he wants his critics to be silenced as well. But, it doesn't appear that Gruden's necessarily married to Carr long term.
Yeah, and it's tough to say right now because Carr got off to a bit of a rough start last year, but he finished the season really strong last year, and I think that really helped him going into next season because if he would have struggled for the entirety of last year, I think they would seriously have to consider taking one in this draft. But I don't think they're going to target one early, but maybe they take one late. But Gruden has been honing in on all of the top guys this week, and he's talked very highly of each and every guy.
Jordan, I could ask you, pepper you with a bunch of questions there, but one receiver we certainly did not see, this year, because unless you're really deep into this, was a receiver out of Georgia State, Penny Hart, the wide receiver we can watch tomorrow. What do you think of this prospect? How did he fare this week, Penny Hart of Georgia State?
He's helped himself so much this week, and he actually was a late addition to the roster, and he really proved his worth down here every single day. Now, he played mostly in the slot for the most part. He's a bit of a smaller guy. He's only about 5'8". I believe he measured around 190 pounds. So he's a smaller receiver, but, man, is he quick. He has cat-like quickness, and he just was unguardable in the drills this week. His routes were very good. He showed strong hands at the catch point, and I think he's going to find a really nice role in the NFL as somebody's second or third wide receiver.
Now, Jordan, play out the rest of the weekend for us. Are you there? It's your first Senior Bowl. You're in Mobile. You're still in Mobile right now, correct?
Yes, I am.
So you're going to stick around for the game and the whole thing?
Yes, I am. Stay for everything.
How much stock do you put in the game? I mean, really, it feels like the entire week leading up to the game is valuable. I mean, are teams sticking around for the game? Are executives sticking around for the game? Or are they handling their business and getting out of Dodge as soon as they can?
It's a mixed bag because there's some positions you can't really evaluate in practice, and running back is a good example of that. None of those guys really stuck out during the practices because it's not really catered to glorify their position or highlight their position because those guys aren't really tackling in practice. So you can't see things like contact balance or how guys run through contact in practice because they're just not tackling. But in games, obviously they are tackling to the ground, and that's where you can see guys' playmaking instincts take over. So there isn't a lot of things that really stay for the games, but there is some that do to evaluate just to see which guys are gamers and see which guys are practice players.
I'm just curious to get your thoughts on which teams take this week seriously. And I think it's fair to say Buffalo does. They send all their decision makers down. But for some teams, Jordan, it's next to near impossible. If Miami doesn't have a head coach, for example, I mean, I don't know what the Dolphins are doing down there. Which front offices have been very visible, in your opinion, and which have you barely seen this week?
It's funny that you say that because I haven't seen many of the Dolphins contingent down here outside of Dan Marino.
Yeah.
And I think he's doing some close work with them as far as quarterback studies.
Yeah.
And prospects in this game. But outside of him, I haven't seen anybody from the Dolphins. And the Bills have been very visible. I've seen Brandon Bean, Sean McDermott, and a host of scouts here. The Minnesota Vikings and the Cleveland Browns have also been a couple of other teams that have been very visible.
Jordan, I think it's great having you on. I'm really excited that we had the opportunity to do this today. It's, I can hear the enthusiasm in your voice. I can tell that this is an experience you're never going to forget and that you're going to want to return to Mobile again in a year's time to go through this process again. And I hope that, you know, before then we have the opportunity to talk to you again, especially during the course of the season. I know you're big into the All-22 and breaking down film. And if you're doing any of that for the Buffalo Bills, we'd love to get your knowledge.
Absolutely. And thanks again for having me on.
Jordan Reed. Jordan Reed, NFL draft writer for Cover One, also on the Climb the Pocket podcast. And I just wanted confirmation there that, I mean, aren't the Dolphins a little bit behind here? I mean, really, Dan Marino? I mean, I know John Elway is into this, but John Elway has been working for years and years at that. I mean,
they're football guys, Gene. Football guys. They're not those effing nerds that are just going to look at analytics. They're football guys. The nerds are taking over. Taking over football. Just get a football guy down there. Figure it out. It'll be fine.
The Browns sending everybody down. It doesn't matter. Whoever Haslam wants, that's the answer,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, is Haslam down there to screw it up? You interview with Haslam, and he starts pitting the prospect against his head coach. That was awesome. I like Jordan Reed. His first time in the sports bar. New to the sports bar, NFL draft staff writer for Cover1.net. If you don't know Cover One, just check it out. It's some really good stuff, not just if you're a Bills fan, if you're just a football fan. You could also hear him on the Climb the Pocket podcast. We'll get that for you on demand shortly at ESPNRochester.com. NFL appetizers next, Gino.
Oh, we got plenty of news, don't we? Can we say it's an admission of guilt, or was this just business as usual? The NFL fining Mikel Roby Coleman. Also news on Cam Newton as his recovery beginning now.
Alex's Place brings you NFL appetizers every afternoon here in the sports bar, making mouth-watering barbecue baby back ribs for over 25 years. Online at alexsribs.com. NFL appetizers next. Top stories of the NFL in bite-sized form. The sports bar, Danger, and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester.
Rochester's most listened to sports station invites you into the locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Our little tribe of super fans, sports junkies, and competitive degenerates. Join now for breaking news updates, free tickets and prizes, game highlights, player and expert interviews, and unprecedented access to the best that ESPN Rochester has to offer. The locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Free to join and packed with action from AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.